ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me, and you can jump on here right now. I don't have a whole lot more to do, is 866-444-3478. We have been getting some, I just discovered something about my phone. I'm not getting email on my phone, just on my computer. And we've had some people guess the mystery photographs. And we've just had the one guessed right so far, which was Mexican plum. There's three others. There's a plant at the top of the page on Facebook. This isn't on Dirt Doctor. Well, no, it's not on Dirt Doctor on the website at all. It's just on Facebook. The picture of a plant at the top of the page is one of the mysteries, and then there's two that are down below. And the tricky thing is, for some reason, Facebook did this weird thing. I probably did it, I guess. But anyway, the mysteries from last week are, you see, above the ones for this week. The ones for this week that haven't been identified yet, there's one tree that's obviously a deciduous tree, and then there's a plant that has some fruit on it. People have guessed about three times persimmon, and persimmon is not correct. It is a fruit tree that I talk about quite a bit, so just to give you a little tip on that. But go to Facebook, do a search for Howard Garrett Facebook, or facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor, and you'll see those. Also, you'll see some examples of my art, which will be showing you in person at the big event coming up, the Mother Earth Fair. And by the way, if you identify the mystery photographs, you get a weekend pass to the Mother Earth News Fair in Belton, Texas, February the 16th and 17th, a couple of weeks away, Belton, Temple Belton area. Fantastic event. If you've never been to them, I recommend you come. And here's an opportunity to win a free ticket there, and also our online school. So check it out. Let's see. I'll tell you about other ways to get this natural organic information later on in the hour if we have time. I do need to tell you first, before we do anything else, that you can get a free consultation on stem cell therapy, which I recommend highly, from Dr. Darcy. And you get that by calling the following number and setting up an appointment. There's no obligation or anything. It's free. It's a meeting to see if Dr. Darcy and you think that the stem cell therapy would be appropriate in your case. You know, hip problems, knee problems, shoulder problems, whatever you've had. I've had a torn knee, meniscus, that got fixed up by this exact therapy, the stem cell therapy. The telephone number is 469-600-8794. 469-600-8794, or you can visit achievevitality.net. Achievevitality.net. Okay. And let's see, one other thing I needed to do before. Oh, yeah, the In Howard's Garden stuff. Real quickly, before we go back to the phones, we have been cleaning up more dead wood and doing a little trimming. People, I get a lot of questions about, is it okay to prune at this time of the year? And it's actually a very good time to prune, mid to late winter. Fruit trees late in the winter as you possibly can is good, because that way you don't unduly force some early bud break and end up getting some damage on the plants if we have a late freeze. It just helps a lot. Commercial people have to go ahead and prune excuse me, all through the winter. But homeowners, or if you have a small orchard, if you can wait till as late in the winter as you can, that's normally best. Now, we're having really warm weather right now, and so you're going to have buds swell and maybe even some flowering now. So you just have to, you know, make the call. It's a subjective call about whether I should go ahead and prune now because this is happening or not. I'd still wait, even though the weather's forcing maybe some early bud break and all. I'd still wait because we've got more cold weather coming to do the pruning. Whether it's shade trees or ornamental trees like the Mexican plum or crepe myrtles or whatever, or the fruit trees, it doesn't matter what kind of tree it is, no flush cuts. Flush cuts are very, very damaging. What they do is they cut away the healing device, the healing property of the limb of the tree. You cut away the branch collar. I'd rather you make a mistake and leave too long a stem than to cut too close, because if you cut too close, you're going to set up a condition there where disease can get started at the top and the bottom of the cut, and a cavity can be formed, and it leads to stress and all kinds of other things, insect and disease introductions and everything. So no flush cuts, no matter what kind of woody plant that you are pruning. And the ground-up dead stuff, if it has lichen on it, absolutely no problem. If it has the brown or dark gray on it, which is hypoxylin canker, some people worry about that being dangerous to use in the mulch and spreading. It won't spread anything at all. You can grind it up and use it for mulch, or break it up and by hand and put it out as mulch, or use it for firewood, no problem spreading anything. Any diseased plant, once ground up or put into smaller pieces, is not going to be a problem for your other plants, okay? Let's get back to the phones, and we'll come back to a little more in Howard's garden as we can. Kelly in Chico, California is next up. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to ask a question because I have some bulbs of daffodils and tulips that were planted in my my garden or my little flower bed before I've even bought the home. I've owned the home since 2004. But in the last several years, when these flowers seem to try to, you know, break surface and bloom, they're attacked by some kind of bugs. And so by the time that they're trying to reach and grow taller, they're just hunched over and they're just dead.
Have you seen what the little beasts are? Is it slugs or snails by any chance?
They're very, very tiny. I don't know if they're aphids. They're just very tiny little bugs that are all over the stalk of the plant, the leaves, and they're just they completely attack it. It's just covered in that.
Okay.
And it's so disgusting, and I've tried to think, what can I do with it? It seems to be from the soil. Is that possible?
Well, what you're probably looking at there, Kelly, is aphids. You can go to dirtdoctor.com and look up the entry in the library there on aphids. That's probably what it is.
Okay.
If it's something different, send me a photograph and I'll help you more. But aphids are a dead giveaway that the plants are in stress. And you may have some daffodils and tulips that really would like to be in a cooler climate than you're in there in California. And that may be the cause of the stress. You can knock them off. Aphids are pretty easy to control with very mild organic sprays. In fact, a homemade recipe that some commercial greenhouses even use is lemon joy soap. About a tablespoon and a gallon of water and spray, and it kills them. It just does a great job. The new commercial product called Pure Grow, which is an essential oil product, is one that you can buy that's ready to use or in concentrate. Either one would be a great way to go also. If you use the organic program that we talk about here with organic fertilizers and compost and rock minerals like azomite and lava sand and things like that, that's going to reduce that amount of that stress from those plants and help you not have those aphid attacks for the next crop.
Okay. I will do that. I will try those things. Thank you.
Give it a shot. And if it's something different than aphids, once you look it up, just drop me a picture to info@dirtdoctor.com and I'll, come up with some more suggestions for you.
I sure will. Thank you so much, Dirk Doctor. I appreciate it.
Okay, Kelly, call us again. Talk to you later.
I will. Okay, thank you.
Right. And here's Barbara back in Dallas-Fort Worth area, Coppell, Texas, as a matter of fact. Hi, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, Howard. My son has a planter box that he puts strawberries in. It's up off of the ground, and it's wood. And he said I could take that to my house. And then he also said that he's had trouble the last 2 years with ants being in that soil. I plan on taking the soil out before
Barbara, I wasn't looking at the clock. Can you hang with me and we can talk about it when I come back?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and we will do that right after this.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. Well, we just had a flurry of successful identifications from listeners on our mystery plant. Suzanne got Dawn Redwood, the deciduous tree that's real vertical. One of my favorite trees, and it's a tree that some arborists don't think will even grow here in this part of the country, but it'll grow across the country from here all the way into Boston. There's some beautiful ones there. Great tree, the Dawn Redwood. And then Doris identified the fruiting plant, which is jujube. That's the jujube tree that I really like a lot. It's a little messy. It will spread some. You got to deal with that a little bit. But the fruit is small, tastes kind of like a dried apple, but extremely health-giving, not just a good-tasting little fruit. Very, very easy to grow. More people ought to grow it. We've got all those people win two-day passes to the Belton Mother Earth News Fair. We'll get those in the mail right away, and they receive one of our online courses, our 15-chapter online course that's sponsored by the Texas Organic Research Center. There's one mystery photo left for you. Where is it? Well, it's at the top of the page on Facebook. It's the plant that's up there behind the the entry stuff on Facebook. So if you want to identify that one, you can still win something. Let's talk to William in Arlington, Texas next. Hello, William.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I did the Unibest soil analysis.
Uh-huh.
And got the report back, and most of the, like, magnesium, sulfur, iron, they're below their target area, and it's and then I'm below in nitrogen. I was trying to figure out on about a quarter acre area, uh-huh, what I might could do to get all those up to their target area.
Well, one of the things with the organic program that can kick your nitrogen level up, you can use any of the organic fertilizers that, you know, we talk about, the Medina, the Maestro Grow, the Good Natured, you know, any of the ones that we talk about have a good level of nitrogen. Corn gluten meal will give you the nitrogen as well. Plus, all those organic fertilizers stimulate the biological activity and will help release those trace minerals that you're lacking in there. You could also put out some things that are rock minerals that'll help you with it. The product called Azomite will help you a whole lot in general. That's why I'm mentioning these kind of shotgun approaches. Now, the things they say that you're deficient in, magnesium, whatever, you can put out magnesium products. Sulpomag is a perfectly acceptable source of magnesium that's organic. Sul, it's S-U-L-P-O-M-A-G, Sulpomag. Epsom salts is a source of magnesium, too. And it's a chemical, but I have no problem with it at all. It's kind of like a clean chemical like hydrogen peroxide. You mix it with water, mix it in the Garrett juice, spray it, or drench it into the soil. Those would be the easiest ways to move the direction it sounds like you need to go from your soil test.
Now, they have two magnesium.
Manganese is the other one.
And that's I'm a real high in that.
Yeah, well, that one is a trace mineral, and that one you normally don't need to put out anything other than stimulate biological activity, and if you have plenty, that's good. Getting the other things in their proper place will probably move it down some, actually, so I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah.
Well, the azomite, if you were to put it out on a quarter acre area, I mean, how much are you putting out?
Well, the rock minerals, it's kind of like, it's kind of a, what does the budget allow? Like on lava sand, and the same with azomite, if you could put out a ton per acre, that'd be fantastic. If you could only put out, you know, 200 pounds per acre, that would be very beneficial. And you could do another 200 pounds the next year. You see what I mean? You don't have to do it all at once. You can do it out in increments. It's the way that the organic program can stay in touch with whatever the budget is and still give you production as you go along that route.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
That's good stuff. It's, the soil test is Soil Savvy, the one he's talking about. And that's another tip for you. We're going to have the Soil Savvy company gave us a couple of boxes full of the test kits, and we're going to give away some of those at the event, the Mother Earth News Fair. There's just all kinds of reasons to come see us at the fair. My talks, the other great talks that are going on, the hands-on things you can sign up for, information about living off the grid. You know, homesteading is a big part of the Mother Earth Fair, but, you know, learning how to do woodworking of all kinds, just across the board from, you know, logs down to little hand tools and handwork and sculpture and things like that and everything in between. Of course, I'll be talking about fabulous trees and the organic pest control information that I usually do. We've changed it around and tweaked it, and it's a little different than I've done in the past, so I look forward to that. Howard Garrett with you, 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. We still have one mystery photograph, which is the top of the page on the Facebook page. I'll be back after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's try to get caught up on some phone calls here. That number, by the way, is 866-444-3478. Let's see who's been on the longest. Kay is next up, Granbury, Texas. Hello, Kay.
Thank you. I moved here about 16 years ago, and a neighbor gave me a Nandina plant. Okay. And I planted it close to my deck. Well, I didn't realize that it would multiply like it has.
Oh, yeah.
Now this clump is about 5 feet in diameter, and it has gotten under a live oak tree that was close. Anyway, I need to move them all, and I'm sure the roots are just, you know, all mixed up together. So give me some tips on how to do that, because I do have places I'd like to plant them, knowing what they will do now.
You move the Nandina is what you're talking about to
yes,
another place.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty easy on one hand. It's pretty foolproof, I should say. It's just not physically easy because the Nandina has a massive yellow root system. And so you have to dig it up with sharpshooter shovels, and, you know, whatever you have. And it just takes some work. I mean, it's that's all. And then you can take the sharpshooter shovel and sever the root system into clumps and plant them, you know, as separate plants. And they probably won't miss a beat. Very, very easy to transplant other than just hard work to physically get them out of the ground because of that massive root system.
So I really don't have to worry about cutting the roots?
Not at all.
Okay.
And you can leave all the foliage, or you can cut a few of the longest canes down and reduce the overall height if you want to. You can go either way. I wouldn't shear them off because
I want to just leave everything on them possible because I'm wanting them as kind
fine.
Of a.
That's fine. Just moving to the new place, if you've done prepared beds first, that's by far the best way to go. And just water them in really, really well and keep them nice and watered if we don't have any rain for a while until the root systems start to grow again, which they will do during the winter. You know, and then in the spring, they'll take off like they've been there a while.
Good. Thank you so much. I enjoy your program.
Thanks for
calling. For many years, I've enjoyed it.
Well, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's go to Trinidad, California, and talk to Richard. Hey, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing good. I have apple trees. We live right on the coast in northern California, just south of the Oregon border.
Okay.
And every year I get an infestation of aphids. And I heard you talking about the 1 tablespoon of lemon joy to a gallon of water. The other thing that happens, the aphids seem to get farmed by ants.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was curious what you'd recommend.
That reminds me, somebody must have dropped off that wanted to know about some ants in a raised bed. I'll get back to that, too. The thing about aphids on apples, Richard, that without even seeing your plants, I'm going to make a pretty good educated guess probably. Aphids come in as a result of stress. That's the only time they come in. And that stress can be from a lot of different things. It can be just the weather changing. It can be a temporary stress that's caused by a weather change. But if it's a persistent problem and it really does some damage, it means that there's some other issue at play that we need to fix. And the most common thing on apple trees and fruit trees in general, and we made a big deal about it in the new fruit and pecan tree program that we just updated, is that the plants are usually too deep in the ground.
I don't think that's the case. I'm looking at my trees out my window right now, and the root flares are exposed.
Dramatically?
And two of them are dramatically exposed, and the third one is exposed, but that the third one that's not as dramatically exposed is a Golden Delicious tree that is just prolific.
Okay.
I mean, it has so many apples on it every year that we have to thin them repeatedly in order to get larger apples off of it.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you're in pretty good shape. On the other hand, it's impossible to overexpose the flare. So if you're not, you know, if you don't have just a dramatically visible flare, do a little bit more. Now, the other thing is, what kind of a fertilizer program have you been using?
Not much of anything, to be honest with you.
Well, that can cause some stress because a lot of these hybrid plants that come from nurseries, you know, for food crops, are used to being fed. And so when you're...
Trees are pretty old.
Well, it can be a built-in, you know, part of their DNA that they just need a little bit more nourishment, especially trace minerals. And the trace minerals are going to be more easily available if you're using an organic fertilizer. You know, you're using some garret juice on the foliage and on the bark and on the twigs and everything and drenching the root plane. If you use one of the rock minerals like azomite and the lava sand, I would recommend to you there, just like I use it here, I think you're going to see that you'll change the complex carbohydrates in the plant, and you're not going to have the ant problem or the aphid problem nearly as much. Now, you can kill them. You can kill them easily with, you know, Pure Grow with the lemon joy and water and things like that, but you don't want to have to just keep doing it over and over and over again. If they're coming back persistently, that means that for some reason the plants are in stress.
Breath. Okay. If you're spraying with that lemon joy, how frequently can you spray it? And and not be concerned about burning the foliage.
Well, if you mix it a tablespoon per gallon, I don't think that would ever burn the foliage. But the problem in spraying it over and over and over and over again, you're going to end up killing more beneficials than pests.
Okay.
So don't spray it unless you have to when you're spraying something that kills. You know, whether it's an organic thing like I recommend or whether it's a toxic chemical. You don't want to spray unless it is surgically at, you know, getting rid of a pest, because there are just bajillions of little microscopic beneficial organisms, microbes and insects and eggs and larvae and things like that, that you're going to be injuring if you're just spraying, you know, on a regular basis with something as mild as soap.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we'll give her a try.
All right, good luck. Send me some pictures, too, and I want to see what you consider a really well-exposed flare. One of the things that I'm doing that I've shown some pictures of, and I'm doing it even more now with my Japanese maple that I've mentioned, and by the way, that's a good tip for everybody listening, is I'm exposing my plants that have real dramatic flares. I'm continuing to expose them even more. And more. And the more I do it, the healthier they get.
Interesting. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the call. Let me see who's next. Steve in Oklahoma City. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of garden area at my house, and I've used the grade A red cedar mulch. And I love it because it's fluffy, and in some of the low areas where water will pool when it rains hard, it won't float away. But conversely, I've noticed that it really compacts, and I can sit there and put that water hose in one area for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes and pull that mulch back, and the ground underneath is still dry, dry, dry. And that concerns me.
Well, Steve, you've,
I was curious. As,
you've made
I'm sorry,
my
go ahead.
Case. I don't really need to answer. That dyed mulch, I think, is horrible.
Yeah.
I think it is up there with the most, the least desirable of all the mulches. And the starting point of its undesirability is the fact that it's made out of ground-up lumber. It's totally cellulose. It's 100% wood. Well, that means that the carbon to nitrogen ratio in it is no good. You know, it's all carbon. It's going to draft the nitrogen out of the soil and all that kind of thing. You mentioned another problem, that it fuses and won't let the water through. That's sometimes a problem. The other thing is that the dyes that they use on those red and black mulches can be quite toxic. And not anything we like to have. So what we recommend is something that has a carbon to nitrogen balance. The shredded tree trimmings, shredded hardwood bark is not bad. It's not as good as the shredded tree trimmings, but it's not horrible. Pine bark I don't like because it's all carbon and it's got some natural chemicals in it that aren't so good. Plus, it won't behave itself. It moves around too much, floats and blows and all that. So the shredded material, the shredded native ground up trees from your area, and most every area has something available in this realm, that's the way to go.
Are you talking about going to pick that up at a say a tree service, or are they selling that commercially at Lowe's or some of the garden centers in the area?
Some of the commercial companies are selling it in bags, and they'll call it native tree trimmings or something like that. The tree care companies, the arborists, will sell it, and a lot of times they'll give it away to you free. And then the sand and gravel companies and the compost companies will often have a shredded tree trimmings product in their place, too, that they make because, you know, they're bringing in bulk trash.
Okay. So I've also got a big old compost pile in the backyard. My HOA allows me a 36 by 36 by 36.
Okay, good.
Should I put that compost down? I'm guessing I put that down before I put the mulch on top.
Yeah, you can. And the unfinished compost, in other words, partially completed compost, where you can still kind of identify the the ingredients in it. That makes a good top dressing mulch.
Okay. And I used that last year, but, you know, I found that I had an explosion of roly-polies.
Well, if you have that, just put out some hot pepper, hot red pepper, or the product called Sluggo Plus. Either one of them will take care of those, and that'll be a temporary problem. You, with your current red mulch, just use your partially completed compost, mix it together, and you know that blend of the two will end up giving you a fairly decent mixture for the top dressing mulch. That's what I would do as step one.
Okay, sir. Well, hey, I really appreciate the information.
Appreciate the call. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let me take a quick break here. I guess we're down to our last little bit of show here, so don't go away. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. RegActive's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
One of the listeners wanted me to comment on controlling ants on raised beds, vegetable gardening beds, I think, and I didn't get back to that. Fire ants, especially, they're the ones that are really the problem that we need to control. They're pretty easy to control, really, with the organic program. The first step, always, is to buy some dry molasses and put the dry molasses out over the entire site, because that sets up an antagonistic microbe situation. It fires up microbes, bacteria first, and then other things. And fire ants don't like it, and in most cases, they just get away from it. They don't want to be around an area that's been treated with dry molasses. If that doesn't get rid of all of them, you can kill them with a totally organic, non-toxic spray that's the easiest to make by just simply using your Garrett juice mixture, either your own homemade mixture from our formula that's always in my books and on the website, or a commercial one, either one. And put 2 ounces of orange oil into each gallon of Garrett juice ready to spray. It's not a repellent. It kills. And you can spray and kill. You can drench the mounds and kill. And it doesn't hurt your plants. In fact, you'll get foliar feeding benefit from that mixture. Garrett juice with 2 ounces of orange oil added per gallon of spray. The commercial product that we're just seeing tremendous success with is this PureGrow line of products, and the bug product, you know, would take care of the ants as well. So hope that helps you with the ants. Beneficial nematodes will also work, and we're getting into the window now for beneficial nematodes to be put out by everybody to control any of the pests that we deal with that have at least one of their life cycles in the soil, which is basically all of them, you know, or almost all of them. So the beneficial nematodes can help you with a lot of different pests, including fleas and ticks. The Mother Earth News Fair, we'll have one more show, I guess, before we are down there, but I want to get everybody fired up about getting their tickets. You can save money getting your tickets if you didn't win one today. We had 3 winners. By the way, we had the one mystery photo that wasn't identified unless it's on my email and I haven't noticed it yet. I thought it would be the easiest one to identify, but it's the only one we didn't get identified. The event is in Belton at Bell County Expo Center. You can go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Mother Earth News item that you'll see over there on the right, and it gives you the whole story about what's going to be there, the 100-plus workshops, all the different speakers, the I'm, you know, one of the keynotes, and there's several others there. We'll be signing books at their book store. They'll have all my books, especially the latest ones and the one that I did with Mother Earth News, the Organic Manual. And we'll be signing books after my two talks. And the whole crew will be there, including Judy Saturday and Logan for both days. With my art, we'll be showing off for the first time. This is the first exhibit of any of the art that we've had, and we'll be selling some of it if you're interested. We have some prints and some inexpensive stuff, and we'll have some larger originals as well, money benefiting the Texas Organic Research Center, TORC. You can... if you can't come to the event and you want to help support TORC, or you want to get involved in the Organic Club of America, all that stuff is related. You can donate or buy books at certain levels, not very high levels at all, and get membership to the Organic Club of America, get some of the seed from my garden and from Bob Webster's garden in San Antonio and all that. Just click on the red button at the top of dirtdoctor.com that says buy art. Books and class online. And by the way, buying your tickets online for the fair, you can save $5 there. So check that out. You can get our newsletter, sign up on dirtdoctor.com. Our radio podcasts are in the radio section of dirtdoctor.com. Dallas Morning News is posted on our website after it runs in the paper. If you don't take the paper, you can see it on our stuff after it runs in the Dallas Morning News. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're involved in all those things. Some of my art, that's the best place to see some of the latest art that we'll have at the show on Facebook, so check that out. Texas Organic Research Center is a completely separate website than dirtdoctor.com, and it's where all the research, that's been the main thing we've been working on there since its inception, is collecting the research that relates to the toxic stuff and to the organic products and techniques that we recommend and why we're on that side of the unfortunately, still a controversial thing. Some people think that the synthetic fertilizers and the toxic pesticides are okay and safe to use, and the answer to that is no, they're not. And we give you the data that backs all that up. Really enjoyed being with you. Thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the day, including the big game. If you're into that later today, try to allow some time to get out and do a little gardening, especially those of you where you have some good weather. Those with the bad weather, just do your planning and get ready to do your gardening later on. Once again, take the natural organic route, and you really will enjoy your gardening more than ever. Gardening, landscaping, even potted plants in the house. I'll see you next time.